And Apple is about to release an update of its popular iPhone. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, one expected change to the phone has a lot of Apple users on edge.
If you're like me, somewhere in your house, you imagine there must be a pile of lost white iPhone earbuds. The pile is probably right next to the stack of single socks. It's one of several reasons I never liked wireless Bluetooth headphones. They're smaller and even easier to lose. But if the rumors are true, and most likely they are, Apple is about to get rid of the headphone jack on its latest iPhone 7 and tip the scales toward Bluetooth headphones.
Getting rid of the iPhone jack is panic-worthy.
Joshua Porter is a usability expert with the software design firm Rocket Insights.
Many people I know, including myself, have a lot of headphones and all rely on the old headphone connector. So those will immediately become obsolete unless there's some way to connect them.
Chances are there will be. When Apple nixed its old connector for charging the phone for the smaller Lightning connector, the company made an adapter, but it cost extra. Having to pay for the adapter could discourage new users from upgrading to an iPhone 7 unless...
What I wonder is, might Apple include that with the new iPhone as well? Because there's probably billions of headphones out there. That would be a really amazing gesture, I think, and would do a lot in terms of goodwill.
Still, when Apple has phased out popular technology in the past, it's turned out to be visionary. Julie Ask, an analyst at Forrester Research, notes Apple was among the first to get rid of the CD drive, Ethernet connections, and floppy disks.
What we've seen in the past is consumers grumble a little bit, and they grumble about having to spend another $40 to get the new, you know, adapter to the phone. And then, you know, 3 to 6 months later, they've forgotten all about it, and they forgot what life was like before.
And once again, Apple could be visionary. According to the NPD Group, in June, Bluetooth headset sales topped non-Bluetooth for the first time. Laura Seidel, NPR News.